What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash no more. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, taxi. Take me to the other side of time. Just as fast as you can. Taxi. Before my lady down. Won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't want to lose her. I don't want to lose her. The call town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. All I'm thinking of, taxi. I've got some passion. Yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Don't you mean to do it now? For me to run it and get your engine honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her with a pen in the mail. Does it matter? I've got the strength. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Present and past. we're going to venture into all of the various areas in the music industry to see what is the best way to go, because business is at a point now where it is time to reassess and crank engines up. So we definitely want to look at that from all perspectives and try to come to some kind of way of seeing the industry reach its full potential, and for as many of the talented musicians and artists to help them also to reach their full potential and to try to make sure that they accomplish whatever goals they have in mind, and maybe even further, because the industry is something that strives and thrives on talent. Talent has to be in the equation in all situations, because when everything is said and done, that will come to the top. That's the case in the music business. And we want to just kind of look and see things, how things are materializing and with the latest Grammys under our belt now. We can kind of look at it over the spectrum of history and see what kind of situation are we looking for as a consumer in the audience that is going to make music and entertainment and keep music and entertainment as being the front runners in the American culture. But we're going to listen to a little bit more Cold Town music coming out of that city in the South, in the Delta, and Memphis. Here's Mr. Jay Black with the intro song to his album, City Slicker. Here's Jay Blackfoot with The Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. A jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, and you are there. Made his way out to the west coast.
Hopefully, things will start going in the opposite direction, because it is time. But with Jay Blackfoot, with the Way of the City, and his Hot Number, ran right before Taxi, and it was hot as canned pepper, as they would say. But we're looking now at music in the present, R&B music, soul music in the present. You still have some R&B singers out here like Tyrese and Joe, and you know, numbers of them. But the thing is, exposing them to general overall pop culture, and that is an endeavor that could be expensive, but it is worth it. And hopefully many of the younger talented R&B singers will kind of look forward in that direction and say, well, hey, I want to go all the way to the top. And let me say, in the music industry, there's no such thing as a glass ceiling. I mean, you can go as far and as, you know, as high as your talent and your financial situation can take you. And that's been proven many times. Just a matter of putting it in the right place and reaping the benefits from your talent. Because the talent that you are blessed with is yours. So if you were, everybody can see it, you'll reap the benefits. Both bad and good situations could develop from that. But the main thing is that you're doing is putting your product out there on the market for the public to buy. And if your talent has to reach that stage, then it's going to get there. But If you have any questions, anything concerning music, the music industry, anything like that, please give us a call. 347-838-9142. That's the number for Soul Town. 347-838-9142. Give us a call and we'll get to answer your question. If we don't know it right off the top, we'll have it for you in a few minutes. So it won't take long. It's not a long situation. But just give us a call and we'll get whatever answer, to, I mean, get the answer to whatever question that you have. So the Sound Town, Soul Town, Soul Town, the Sound of Music. And also we want you to go to Amazon.com and check the book out, An Excursion in Soul. An Excursion in Soul. It's by Reginald Jenkins. And in the book, we try to give a snapshot of the soul era, the period in which these individuals in the book existed. It's a period of time that encompasses the entire soul era. And we want everybody to kind of get a good understanding of what the soul era is. I know everybody know about Soul Brother Number One. Everybody know about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin and Jane Brown. I mean, everybody know about great soul singer Sam Cooke. I mean, but everybody know about great soul singer Al Green. I mean, this era included Michael Jackson. This era included Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire fame, the Barqués, Johnny Taylor. I mean, this was a big era. The Staple Singers, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye. These are some of the names that appears during the soul era. And we want to keep them in mind. Some of the greatest music ever known to man, as far as I'm concerned, which I mean, I might not be in the majority about that, but yeah, I mean, it's just as far as I'm concerned, and from whatever knowledge and expertise I can look at it from, it is some of the greatest music ever known. I'm sure, you know, okay, you can't compare it, whatever, but it is a great era. Now, this is one of the artists that was in the era. Her first hit came out in the mid-70s, Woman to Woman, and sold a million copies. You know, I mean, at that time, and still now, the measuring stick for any particular, any musical product is sales, amounts, numbers. If you sell 500,000 albums, you get a gold record, you get a gold album. You sell a million, you get a platinum. And so that's singles. You sell a million, you got a gold single. And you would have to sell 2 million to get a platinum. But it was done. It was done over and over again and during the soul music era. One of my partners had, you know, the privilege of, I know, several million sellers, platinums and golds. It can be done, and we want to convince everyone that it's not rocket science to do it. It is something that has to be planned. It is something that has to be checked out completely, made sure, you know, everything is in place that need to be. But it can be done, and it's not a major situation. I mean, it's just a matter of a budget and having somebody who knows exactly what needs to be done and getting it done on a consistent basis. Other than that, it's not anything, you know, but that is a major task. So you definitely have to have someone who knows what need to be done and has the understanding and the practical experience to be able to do it, whatever is needed to be done. So, and there are some financial questions that would definitely need to be answered, but that is part of the business, you know, actually being able to do everything the way it's supposed to be done and get it to a point where it can be done, because the changes that have occurred in the music industry, some things have became more easier, whatever, for the new upstart individual with no financial, with very little financial backing. There's very little, you know, I mean that there are some things that has changed to the betterment for that particular person, but they just have to get the product together and pray that it's a hit record. And if it's a hit record, then sky's the limit. Things will develop from there. Things will definitely develop, and you want to make sure that you got a hit. And that's not something that's very difficult to do, but the main thing is to come up with one. You know, once you get that to that point, a lot of other things become available just from that actual, from that extra being, you know, even if, like, say, if it's a hit in the raw, either way it go, it's a hit. A hit is visible. You know, if listened to by the right person, someone who can look at a raw situation and be able to, you know, understand and see that basic situation could develop into something of a major situation. And that is something that we really want to keep an eye on, keep an eye out for, in which I'm sure that's the whole thing. I mean, that if you go back and look at Motown Records, Berry Gordy, people, you know, and like that, they would look for something that would feel drawn by to, you know, I gotta have that. I wanna be able to hear that when I want to. I wanna be able to play that when I get ready to play it. And you got some people like that. I mean, and they are willing to go in and download whatever song that they love. And what we used to say, when they passed the sandwich test, the sandwich test that Berry Gordy would give was if you only had a dollar and to buy, either you could buy a sandwich or you could download the record, which one would you do? I mean, if you're hungry and you download the record, I mean, it must be a major hit. So that's the sandwich test, and that's always a good one to give because it actually gives the, it's what you really want. If you want something that the public is going to love and can't get enough of, a record similar to the record that Happy, that is phenomenal. And so you want a record that you can be happy about. And that's definitely one way to find out. But we're looking for that right now. And like I said, out of those artists that I named, I mean, you still got Maxwell and you got other contemporary artists right now that are R&B. You know, I mean, you can probably come up with 10 now. I mean, R. Kelly, and he still got a few older guys around, like Uncle Charlie Wilson, he was a little older than me, but he's still around. He's still making hit records. And most of them are based on love songs, with a bounce in it, and it's working. He went from dropping a bomb on to running over with a motorcycle and just how I can, it went a long ways, but he had some hits. All right. Okay, well, that is some of the things that we were looking at back, on a contemporary basis right now. But we know that where music has came from, where soul music came from. We talked about the people in the soul music era. We talked about the Michael Jacksons, the Johnny Taylors, the Isaac Hayes, the Al Green, the Maurice Whites, on and on. Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke. I mean, these are people that whose shoulders R&B music stands on. And hey, these are some pretty good people, bona fide talent. And we have to honor them by keeping the music alive. We want to definitely keep the music alive. Here's one song that we wrote for, that was written for Aretha Franklin. And she was the one person in mind at the time. It was written in, had different other people involved. But we were contacted by Jerry Griffith, who was the vice president, the Arista, and he told us what, he had intended. He wanted Homer to write and produce one side of the album. He wanted Luther Vandross to do the other. And Homer came to a situation where he said, well, should I put this music on Aretha or should I put it on Shirley? And he had signed Shirley to Soundtown Records. So, and her voice is great. I mean, she did it some serious justice. Here's Shirley Brown with Leave the Bridges Standing. Music era. It was coming to an end. But go take a look at the book, An Excursion in Soul, the soul music of the 80s, the end of an era. Check it out and see what the soul music era looked like when it was ending and some of the players that were involved in the industry as it was ending. You're going to see some names that are very noteworthy, names that are known internationally that were involved in the music industry at the end of the soul music era. You're going to see names like Patti LaBelle. You're going to see names like Michael Jackson. You're going to see names like Angela. You're going to see all of some of the greatest names, of, you know, from the people that played a very important role in the soul music era. And just within this book, you're going to see these names. You're going to see Al Green. You're going to see Isaac Hayes. You know, you're going to see some of the top names of people who the music business and the soul music era sits on top of right now, on their shoulders. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, The Emotions, the Earth, Wind, and Fires, the Lou Rawls, the Bobby Womack, Sly and the Family Stones. You know, you could just go on for a long period of time. Prince, you know what I mean? There's so many people was around during that era that, you know, we just had to show homage and look at them and say, well, hey, this is serious. You know what I mean? These were some great people. I mean, but they can't bind to a particular era that is international. Overall, talent, pop culture talent, we have to give it that respect. And, you know, the industry appears to be ready to come to that conclusion. And actually give everything that is just due. And it's about time. I mean, we went through from the race era, you know, to the, you know, just on race music era, which was ended in the 50s, late 50s. And this was just a way of describing the music and, I guess, a code word for people not to play that particular record. It could be a problem. So, but, you know, it is time, and hopefully everything will work out to the betterment of everybody. And we're going to run Shirley Brown one more time. She had a song that she was talking about a boyfriend a lot. We're going to let her talk about it.
Only peace I find. someone to hold me tight, and you're the perfect man for me. You're always understanding, you never get demanding, you've got everything I need. This house is like a hell, I feel like I'm in jail, I'm tired of being abused, I just wanna be with you for free. I'm so glad that you're a friend of mine, ooh, ooh yeah, one friend, you're the best friend any girl could
music. We are looking at past, present, and future of soul music. And this, what we just played, was part of the past of soul music. That first quarter of a century that gave us so much music. Thing about it is that talent didn't stop then. The talent that exists today is awesome. And we're going to get it out there in that arena and see what we can do with it, you know, because that's the whole thing. It has to be put in the middle of the arena to see what the public think about it. And the talent would shine through there, you know. I mean, there are a lot of things. I mean, that a lot of things that can stop it, or slack it, slow it up. And talent will, and very. And it, I didn't mean to say stop it because it can't be stopped. It might stop one person or two people with some talent, but the talent is going to make it. I mean, the talent that we see in a lot of these young R&B acts like Kim and Joe and Tyrese, the talent's there, the ability, the vocal quality. So all we have to do is just wait and listen, because the hits are coming. I don't know if they're going to come like they did with Motown on Assembly Line style, but they are going to be coming, and they're going to be some big ones because soul music is still alive. It is still alive, and we're going to try to keep it that way. We're going to run the first two songs that came off of the City Slick album, The Way of the City, and Taxi, right back to back, the way they came in on the album. And the album, when it shot up to Billboard charts. And here is The Way of the City with Mr. Rod Kenny doing the monologue.
Made his way out to the west coast.
Way of the City. And we want everybody to go to Amazon.com and pull up An Excursion in Soul and by Reginald Jenkins. So just pull it up on Reginald Jenkins. Read some of the excerpts from the book and see some of the things that we're talking about as far as how the music business can be advantageous for the whole country and everybody. It's not narrowed down to the individuals who are performing or writing or producing or whatever. It's for everybody. It can better be the betterment of everybody. I mean, just like this great song out there now, Happy. I mean, it's a song loved all over the world, and it definitely need to be more people trying to be happy in music. Okay, that's going to do it for this week, and we're going to see you next week on Soul Town, The Sound of Music. We're going to look at some more music, and here we go. We want everyone to know we wish you love, peace, and soul, and keep going and keep the music going. Keep the music playing. And Jay Blackfoot.
Man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cash nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, just as fast as you can. Taxi, before my lady put me down. Please won't you hurry, can't you see she's got me worried. I don't want to lose her love, I don't want to lose her. The call town is too slow, hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of, all I'm thinking of. Taxi, I've got some passionate. Yes, I have my taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Sure didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just want to see her. Just wanna see her with a pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell it. I just need her, and oh, I know it grieves her. You can't. love is coming to get us. I'm going out of my mind, going out of my mind. She's my reason for living, and this is why I'm living. To run red lights sometimes, just as long as I get there on time. That's it.
Soul Town, the sound of music. And that is what we are boosting. Some of the greatest music known to man is Soul Town. As we do every week, we leave you with the same thing: love, peace, and soul. See you next week at Soul Town on the Boulevard. All right.